Welcome to another episode of TSI Talks, where we delve into the latest trends, challenges, and innovations shaping the healthcare industry. I'm Glenn Marthy, and joining me as always is my co-host, Heather Beckman.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is particularly timely. There have been significant changes in the physician space, and we're here to explore both the opportunities and challenges these changes bring.
That's right, Heather. With the evolving landscape of healthcare, particularly in the physician sector, there's a lot to unpack. We're thrilled to have Angela Armstrong, Executive Vice President of Operations and Healthcare GM at TSI, with us today to provide insights into how these changes are creating new opportunities, both positive and negative. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you, Glenn and Heather. I'm excited to be a part of this conversation.
Angela, let's dive right in. We've been hearing a lot about the consolidation in the physician space, larger healthcare systems acquiring smaller practices, the rise of telehealth, and the increasing administrative burdens on physicians. Can you give us an overview of what's driving these changes?
Certainly, Heather. The physician space is undergoing a transformation driven by several factors. Many physicians who experience burnout seek to reduce their administrative burdens, stabilize their income, and improve work-life balance by joining larger health systems or merging their practices. Consolidation is one of the biggest trends as larger health systems are acquiring independent practices to streamline operations and reduce costs. According to the American Medical Association, as of 2022, nearly 70% of physicians are now employed by hospitals or health systems, a significant increase from previous years. Telehealth is another trend that has exploded, especially post-pandemic, offering both opportunities and challenges in terms of access, quality, and logistics of patient care and reimbursement. Lastly, administrative burdens, such as navigating complex payer systems, electronic health record management, and billing and compliance requirements are pushing many physicians to seek employment with larger organizations rather than running their own practice, where they can have more work-life balance and feel less financial pressure.
That's fascinating, Angela. But with so much consolidation happening, what do you see as the primary opportunities and risks for both physicians and healthcare systems?
Great question, Glenn. The opportunities are substantial. For physicians, joining a larger health system can mean access to better resources, reduced administrative responsibilities, and a more stable income. For healthcare systems, acquiring physician practices allows them to expand their footprint, offer more comprehensive care, and leverage economies of scale. However, there are risks as well. Physicians may feel a loss of autonomy and face increased pressure to meet corporate metrics. There's also the potential for reduced patient satisfaction if the focus shifts too heavily towards efficiency at the expense of personalized care.
That's an important point, Angela. Given these risks, what strategies can healthcare organizations implement to maintain a balance between operational efficiency and quality patient care?
It's all about finding the right balance, Heather. Healthcare organizations need to invest in technologies and processes that support both efficiency and care quality. For example, implementing AI-powered solutions for administrative tasks can free up physicians' time, allowing them to focus more on patient care. Additionally, fostering a culture that values physician input and patient outcomes over sheer volume is crucial. Organizations that succeed in doing this are more likely to retain top talent and keep patient satisfaction high.
That makes a lot of sense. Speaking of technology, how do you see the role of telehealth evolving in this space? It's been a game changer, but what's next?
Telehealth has indeed been a game changer, Glenn. It's here to stay, but its role is evolving. Initially, telehealth was primarily about convenience, allowing patients to consult with their physician from the comfort of their homes. Now we're seeing it integrated more deeply into the continuum of care with remote patient monitoring, AI-driven diagnostics, and virtual care teams. However, the challenge remains in reimbursement, as payers are still adjusting their models to fully embrace telehealth. According to a recent survey, nearly 50% of physicians reported concerns about the sustainability of telehealth due to inconsistent reimbursement policies. But those who can navigate these challenges will find telehealth to be a powerful tool for expanding access and improving patient outcomes.
Angela, you've highlighted some key trends. but I'd love to hear your thoughts on the role of strategic partnerships. How can independent practices and health systems leverage partners to optimize processes and improve their financial performance?
That's a critical area to consider, Heather. Leveraging the right partners can make a significant difference in both operational efficiency and financial outcomes. For independent practices, partnering with organizations that specialize in revenue cycle management, for example, can streamline billing processes, reduce denials, and ultimately improve cash flow. These partners bring expertise and technology that individual practices might not be able to afford or manage on their own. For larger health systems, strategic partnerships can extend to areas like telehealth implementation, patient experience management, and even back office operations. By working with partners who specialize in these areas, health systems can optimize their operations without stretching their internal resources too thin. This not only enhances operational efficiency, but also drives better financial performance. According to a 2023 study by Deloitte, healthcare organizations that strategically leverage partnerships saw a 15 to 20% improvement in their financial metrics, including reduced operational costs and increased patient revenues.
That's impressive, Angela. It really underscores the importance of not trying to do everything in-house and instead focusing on building strong partnerships. It seems like a win-win situation for both independent practices and larger healthcare systems.
Absolutely, Glenn. The key is to choose partners who align with your organizational goals and can provide the specialized services that support those goals, whether it's improving patient care, reducing administrative burdens, or optimizing financial performance. The right partnerships can increase growth and future success.
Angela, those insights are incredibly valuable. Before we wrap up, what advice would you give to physicians and healthcare leaders looking to thrive in this changing environment?
My advice would be to stay adaptable and open to change. For physicians, this might mean exploring new models of care, such as telehealth or value-based care, and seeking opportunities for professional growth within larger organizations. For healthcare leaders, it's about investing in technology that supports both your staff and your patients, fostering a culture that prioritizes both efficiency and empathy. And also important, leveraging the right partners to help you achieve your strategic objectives. The healthcare landscape is always shifting, but with the right strategies and partnerships, it's possible to turn these challenges into opportunities for growth and innovation.
That's excellent advice, Angela. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your expertise.
Thank you, Glenn and Heather. It's been a pleasure.
And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in. If you found today's discussion insightful, be sure to follow us for more episodes. And remember, we're here to help you navigate the complexities of the healthcare industry. So don't hesitate to reach out with any questions or topics you'd like us to cover.
Until next time, take care and keep innovating.